A Word for Today, Lionsdown's daily podcast to help you abide in Jesus by seeing to it that his word abides in you. Nothing could matter more. This isn't to replace your personal Bible reading and prayer, but rather encourage and help you in it.
It's Saturday, the 18th of July, and a word for today's verse is Psalm 103, verse 17, which says this: "The steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him." And what we saw yesterday was that this verse is describing the saving love of God, the gospel love of God for his people. The word Lord in capital letters describes the word Yahweh, which is the God who discloses himself in covenant to his people. And we saw that this salvation for those who fear him, for those who have a real discipleship, is from everlasting to everlasting. What does that mean? Well, as I said yesterday, this is much more than a poetical flourish. It's saying that this everlasting love of God is from eternity to eternity. Now, what are the two eternities being referred to? Well, the first one is the pre-creation eternity, in which the self-existent God has always dwelt. And it's saying that God's saving love has its root in the pre-creation eternity. Now, this idea is picked up many times in the Bible, but particularly, for example, in chapter 1 of the book of Ephesians, which explains very clearly that God chose his people from before the creation of the world. Romans 8 makes this same point. He predestined them before they were even created, before the universe was created. God had chosen whom he would save. That's the first eternity in which the inheritance or the salvation of God is tethered. And the second everlasting, the second eternity, is the post-creation, new creation, which will go on forever. And that is the place to which God promises to take those whom he chose before the creation of the world. So, for example, Romans 8 describes those whom God foreknew, he also predestined. Those whom he predestined, he also called. That's called effectually by the gospel in their experience of their life. Those he called, he also justified by the gift of faith. He made them righteous with himself through faith in the death of Jesus. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. There's the second everlasting, the post-creation eternity. And so what the Bible teaches us is not that we created our salvation ourselves, the inheritance was suddenly manufactured by us trusting in Jesus, but rather it belonged to the infinite God before even the creation of the world. He chose whom he would save. They're called the elect in the Bible. But not only that, the Bible teaches us of a pact, an agreement that was made between God the Father and God the Son before the creation of the world. And that pact was that God would be glorified in the salvation of a people that displayed his amazing character through the crucifixion of his Son. A people that God would choose, that God loved before the creation of the world. And agreement between God and his Son is brought to fruition in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the names of those who were saved were written in the book of life, again, before the creation of the world. So we have this idea that salvation, this inheritance of which Joshua 13 speaks, is tethered in eternity either side. And in the middle, holding it up, is the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's an amazing inheritance. It's 1 Peter 1:4 says this. It describes an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. So this inheritance finds its roots in the pre-creation eternity through the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ and finds its endpoint in heaven. So, if you're a Christian, your salvation, your inheritance, doesn't find its roots in your self-determining commitment. It finds its roots in something far deeper, infinitely deeper and more significant, in the pre-creation eternal purposes of God. That's the salvation God has provided. And if your discipleship is an expression of that salvation, that inheritance, it will be real. Because that salvation is of infinite depth, tethered as it is between two eternities. And it's of infinite value, sealed, as it were, in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, if our discipleship is shallow, it's because the understanding of our salvation is shallow. This inheritance will be shown by real, that is to say, distinctive discipleship. The sign of real salvation, the true inheritance of God, is real discipleship. And I want to say that to those who have a false discipleship, you need to get rid of it completely, because it's not the sign that you have a real inheritance. We'll see tomorrow the marvelous promise that God makes to all who do. If you're thinking right now, this inheritance is not mine, well, tune in again tomorrow, because there is a wonderful promise of God that promises that inheritance to whoever will come to the Lord Jesus Christ. But it will always be shown in a real discipleship, not a false discipleship. And so, if yours is a false discipleship, my advice, and indeed the Bible's command to you, is throw it away. Drop it in the bin. Get rid of it. It will cast you into hell. It would be better for you to jump out of an aircraft with a dummy parachute than to continue through your life with a false discipleship. You know, there's nothing more important for you to do right now than to ensure that your discipleship is real. It's a life-lived discipleship that loves God, that understands the gospel, and so is a reflection of the amazing inheritance that is promised here in Joshua chapter 13. This is the inheritance that stands at the gateway of Joshua part 2 that will show us what real discipleship is. And we're going to see what part this inheritance plays in the continuing building of God's church. Come back and learn more about this tomorrow. Loving Heavenly Father, please would you continue to teach us, as you have been so graciously, about this marvellous inheritance. We thank you, it is priceless. We thank you of its infinite depth. We thank you for its infinite preciousness, paid for in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray that you would give us that real discipleship that reflects that real salvation. We pray this for ourselves and for your complete church all over the world. And we pray too that others would be drawn in as a result of hearing this and want this inheritance for themselves. We pray all this for your glory's sake and in the name of your dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
A word for today, helping you abide in Jesus by seeing to it that his word abides in you. This podcast was brought to you by Lionsdown at lionsdown.org.